It's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, my hometown, out on the edge of the prairie. It's been raining and chilly at night out there, and so people are way behind on lawn care. But the tulips and the daffodils are in bloom, and Mother's Day was last Sunday, and so the town's supply of trivets has been replenished, and candles and dish towels, rhubarb is coming in. The secret of the good life, as you know, is kind of a fine green mist up in the branches of trees, and the alfalfa almost ready to cut. Seniors in the high school are counting down now to graduation, 13 days remaining. A lot of kids are skipping school. They've taken their tests already. They're just hanging out at home, sleeping incredible long sleeps upstairs. It's a very sharp class, this class of 2014, and they voted in the fall to do away with their prom and the tuxedos and the evening dresses and the orchestra and all, and just to put on a prom that would be more fun for everybody, with a lot of pizza and people wearing whatever they want. But you're supposed to decorate your shoes and make them bright and festive because, you know, from Lake Wobegon, we don't make eye contact, we look at our shoes. And if we're outgoing, we'll look at somebody else's shoes. So the ground is still warming up, and so people are behind on their lawn care. It's our last chance to sort of re-examine the philosophy of lawn care, and why do we spend so much time on doing something that is decorative? Nobody asks this, you know, in public, because this is heresy to suggest any such thing, that we would let our lawns go to seed. And yet, you know, in Scripture, Jesus did not say, "Blessed are they who mow in straight lines." He did not. There's nothing in Scripture that forbids letting our lawn go wild. And you could build a fire pit out there and build a campfire and sit around it and tell stories and sing songs. And maybe that would be better for you. You look out your window in the middle of May in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, and your flowers that you have tended and nourished are struggling to survive. And the dandelions are thriving, though you've done everything you could to kill them off. Maybe you chose the wrong side in this battle. Maybe you should have gone with the wild things and let them be, and you be a little wilder yourself. It's like those two Lutheran missionaries that we sent down to Ecuador. It's like Earl and Bernice, and they went down there to convert the Haruna people to the precepts of Lutheranism, and we didn't hear about them for an entire year. And then a bishop went down there to see what was going on, and he found Earl and Bernice dancing around a fire, half naked in little loincloths, and they were drinking Harunan beverages, and they were high as a kite, and they had to be brought back. They were not preaching the gospel down there. They were preaching that we are all one no matter what we believe, which is not the same as the gospel. So the church hauled them back to America, and they became aromatherapists in the Atlanta airport, and they're out there. You can look for them. They've been struggling with their faith journey ever since. And meanwhile, the Haruna people just go right on dancing and having a good time. And maybe those are the dandelions of the world, and maybe we should take the side of the dandelions. Speaking of which, the Lutheran Church in Lake Wobegon held their church picnic on Sunday after church. It looked like rain, so they held it in the fellowship hall in the basement, and then a lot of people went out in the parking lot and they ate out there because it wasn't raining after all. Larry, the custodian, roasted the pig. He stayed up all night that Saturday night sitting in his car, and every hour he'd go over and turn the pig a little bit. He was singing along with the radio, singing Johnny Cash songs. The war between Marlene, the church secretary, and our interim pastor, Howard Haugen, continues. She just loathes this man. He's a terrible preacher, for one thing. He's very late returning phone calls. He doesn't go visiting people who call and ask for his help. He sits back there in his office playing computer solitaire. He spends much time on his hair. And the thing that really drives her nuts is that during the service on Sunday morning, he keeps checking his watch. We're here celebrating our redemption. We don't keep looking to make sure we we'll be able to catch our favorite TV shows, do we? No, we don't. She's so angry at him. He told her on Sunday to set up a podium and a microphone so that he could address the church picnic. She said, well, that's not necessary. You've given your sermon already and you made your announcements at the service. Well, he still wanted to do it. He wanted to say grace. She said, we don't need that because everybody's going to just sing the grace, be present at our table, Lord, be here and everywhere adored. But no, he wanted to do it. So he insisted and she got out the podium and she got out a microphone and she got out her special microphone cord, which has this slightly loose connection. And when she presses it with her foot, then it works. And when she lifts her foot, the whole thing goes dead. So he stood up. He was all shiny, you know, his face all shiny, and his hair was all sprayed into place. And he changed into this fresh cream-colored suit and a pink tie and two-tone shoes and all, a fashion plate. And he welcomed everybody. And just as he was about to pray, Marlene, she just lifted her foot and the microphone went dead. And poor man was trying to fix it. He gave people this big cheesy grin and he's trying to fix it. And then he turned the volume way up on the amplifier. And then she put her foot down and there was feedback and this enormous screech, and he jumped back and he turned it down, and then she lifted her foot and she worked that man like a puppet. He just was worked him into a frenzy of frustration until finally he just gave a big shrug and went to his office, and he tried to compose himself, and everybody sang, be present at our table, Lord, be here and everywhere adored. And Marlene put the special microphone cord away in her desk drawer for next time. It was a lovely picnic. Marlene and Marilyn and Daryl Tollerud's daughter Caroline did a 4-H project on the danger of food poisoning at potluck suppers, and she had done a lot of research on this, and she'd made a presentation to the Women's Circle the week before, and it was all perfectly good science, don't you know? You know that cold needs to be kept cold and hot needs to be kept hot, and the danger comes from warm things which grow bacteria. And it was a rather graphic demonstration that she made with a lot of color pictures and people looking ill, and especially about people who dip a chip into the dip and then they dip the same chip again with the germs from their mouth. And it doesn't take many dips and many people to turn a bowl of sour cream into a bacterial bomb there. So there was no dip at the picnic whatsoever. And the anticipation of projectile vomiting was on everybody's mind, though of course nobody would ever say anything about it. And anticipation, as you know, is almost as bad as the reality, probably worse. And I'm very sorry that I brought up that subject right now. Anyway, the lawns are looking clean and trim, and now, for heaven's sake, landscape lighting has found its way into Lake Wobegon. A few people, the Magondances, have introduced it, and so now everybody will be forced to follow course. Little lights, you know, along the sidewalk going up to the front door. I suppose everybody's going to have to put these in now to keep up with the others. Ridiculous, just ridiculous to have lights to show off the defects of your lawn at night when the lawn should be resting. And why light the sidewalk that goes up to the front door? The front door is not the door that is important to you. The people that you want to see will all come to the back door, and they don't need lighting. They know the way already, you see. The front door is for salesmen and for evangelists, and why encourage them? Just let them find their own way. It doesn't make sense, people. It just doesn't make sense. That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, the men are good-looking, and all the children are above average.